not quite 13 years old when I think. This was my picture. Here I was 14 years old already. These two pictures I took, I look like a woman over here of about 25 years, don't I? Look how big I was. Oops, pardon me. Look at over here. Look at the bush, how big I was. I weighed 160 pounds. And I was always, didn't want to associate with younger people. And I always wanted to associate with growing up people. So being at home yet, when I was a big girl, he wanted to know where I learned it. Where I learned, where I got to know everything. I had girlfriends, they were, when I was 13, I had girlfriends of 16 and 18 and 20 years. I had girlfriends, there was a family of two, four sisters. And those, there were two, were about in the 20s. We called them that they were old maids already in the 20s. And two, one was about 16 and one was about 18. And the 16 and 18 were my girlfriends. And I ran after them. I ran after them. Wherever they went, I went, whether they wanted me or not. And I used to hear from them a lot of things.
Like?
I grew up. All the things I heard from them.
Do you remember specifically any?
About boys, about the period and almost everything I learned from them, from the two sisters I learned.
Did you ever ask, or did you just hear little?
No, they wouldn't answer me if I would ask. I listened to them. I listened to them. What they would talk between themselves. And I had other girlfriends, too, that they were older than I. I never told my age, never to anybody how old I was. I was afraid they wouldn't associate with me. You could see a girl of 14 years old. Look at what a bust I had. Look at what a hips I had. And I was a big girl. I was a big girl. Here, when I came over here, I had my hair around and around in braids. I had very long hair over here. This is before I left home.
So how did your feelings about yourself affect what you did? I mean, you didn't go certain places, or you only associated with certain people, or you tried to associate with older?
With older people, yeah. With older people, I all the time. Until here in this country, there were also, that Ida was much older than I was, that I worked with, that I associated with her. She had an older sister, too. I was friends with them. But then, as I grew older, I just got in with people, and that's all. I had a lot of friends. I had a lot of friends. Everybody wanted to be friends with me, because
was that here, or in another country?
Here in this country, because I had different ideas all the time. I was honest about everything. I liked music. I liked lectures. I wanted to learn things. I wanted to learn everything. I wanted to learn. Because I had an opportunity to learn. Everything was open for me. The only thing is the time. I needed time.
So, but you didn't, now are you saying you didn't have the same amount and kinds of friends when you were still in Europe?
No, I had these friends when I got here. I had already a different kind of friends. Here, Here, you get friends when you work with people. You get friends when I go on the bus many times and I talk to people and I get to be friendly. I go into the park and I make friends in the park. I make friends in the building. You make friends, but in at home. If you don't go to school, and we had a school, and I didn't go to school. I went to school for several years, and then I dropped out because I couldn't. I was ashamed to sit with the young kids because I was a big girl. So I had a private tutor. I had a teacher, she taught me Polish. I had at the school Polish and Russian and German. I had a teacher, and then when I dropped out from school, I had by the teacher all this year.
What was your mother's reaction when you wanted to drop out of school?
They didn't like it. My father didn't like it. My mother didn't like it.
Did they understand at all your feelings?
Well, I don't know whether they understood. They must have understood my feeling. I used to cry. I was ashamed to sit with the little kids. In my age, I was ashamed to sit with them on the bench. I had the same thing as son of mine. I had a lot of trouble too.
Did that in any way, was that any part of the reason for why you eventually left?
Well, why I left was a different thing. We were six children, four girls, five girls and one boy. And we lived in a very small town. My father had several jewelry stores, but he was the buyer of the store, but really my mother took care of the store. And he was busy in politics and in everything he was busy. He used to go to court, he used to be an interpreter in court. We lived in Russia, but this was right on the border, on the German and Polish border, so a lot of people couldn't talk Russian, they talked German or Polish. So my father was a well-educated man, so he used to be an interpreter. We didn't have lawyers in our city. And he used to write the statements for them, and he used to talk to the judge for them. And then he used to write for a Hebrew paper and poetry. So he was always busy in those things. And my mother was the businesswoman. We were six children at home. As I grew up, I was the oldest one. And I wanted to do something, to work, to do something. And there was no industry by us of any kind.
Did you decide yourself that you wanted to work?
Yeah, I myself. I wanted to go away when I was...
Why was that? Were you bored?
I was bored, sitting home. I was bored. I used to work in the store for my father, for my mother. I used to work in the store. But even then, I was bored. I wanted to go somewhere else. I wanted to see something. I wanted to do something. So this year, cousin, when he was by us, and his father was in Florida, Massachusetts, he was a very well-to-do man, to America. His father lived in Fall River. And I said to him, at that time, I was about 12 years old. I said, Sam, I said, when you come to America, send for me. I like to go to America too. And I don't know what I meant it or I didn't mean that time, but he took it for granted. And while he was here for a few months, he came here and his father opened the store for him. He had another brother. He opened the jewelry store for both boys. He sent me a ticket to come to this country. When the ticket came, I got jiggery.
Did your parents know what it was?
Yeah, and I said I was crying and I was getting lonesome. I guess I was still a baby. at 13. Older I had the different ideas.
Did you take it seriously when the ticket got there?
Yeah, I wanted to go, I told myself, oh my God, all my life I lived here with my parents, and now all of a sudden I'm going away. But I did go. I made up my mind to go.
But when you first talked to him, you weren't sure.
No, at that time I meant more as a joke as anything else.
Do you remember the particular instance where you were?
We were sitting there, we had a visula. He liked me very much. And as I said, he was about 5 or 6 years older than I.
Uh-huh.
And before he went away, I used to walk around with him a lot. I used to show him the city and down the outskirts of the city, walk with him. I was the only one. He never went with anybody. He never talked to. He talked to people, yeah. He was 2 years in our place. He went with me for a walk, and we were about 2 blocks from the Vistula. You know what the Vistula is? A big lake that it was going all the way from Russia to Germany. It's on the map. The Vistula is on the map. And there was a hill up, and on the bottom were boats, and there was a beach here and there, and it was a nice hill. And we were sitting on the hill, he and I, and we were talking, and he said when he had them, his father told him in a letter, when he'll come to Fall River, he'll open a store for them, and so on. And he said what he was going to do, and I said to him, good for you, you're going to America. That time to America was something to go. And I said, I would like to go too. If you come there and if you like it, send me a ticket to come to America. Just like that. Never thought of it. I never dreamed of it. Good enough, and a few minutes later, about 6 months later, a ticket came. A ticket and $50 money.
Now you said that he liked you.
He liked me.
Yeah,
he wanted me to marry me. Yeah. So when I was
Did you feel a commitment?
No.
When he gave you that ticket?
No, I was going to pay him for the ticket. I'll tell you what happened later. So I started getting myself ready.
What did that involve? What did getting ready involve?
Finish up the work for my father, helped her clean up the house the last time, although we had a maid in the house. My mother had always a maid for the children, and a woman used to come in to take the laundry away and do the hard work, and the maid was taking care of the children and feeding them, because my mother took care in the store all the time. My father was busy, as I told you, in the court and doing the writing a lot. So I wanted to help my mother out, to put away things in the store, straighten up things, and she was sewing, gave away to sew for me dresses and underwear. That time they used to sew and underwear to make nightgowns and so on. So I was busy with the dressmaker, I was busy, and finally the last days of my, I cried like anything. And my father said, you don't have to go, I'm not pushing you, I don't want you to go. My father said, but I determined to go. And I came. I came to Florida, my uncle and my cousin met me at the boat. I came to New York, July the 3rd. And from New York, you have to take a boat. Now there is no boat from there, from New York to Florida. But at that time, there was a boat going from New York to Fall River on a boat. And that was the first time in my life I saw a colored fellow on the boat. First time in my life. I was scared to death. I was so scared that I went then in my room and I put, there was a dresser in the table, and I moved the dresser over to the door. We locked the door. You shouldn't come into my room.
What did you think, though? I mean, you were scared, but...
I don't know. I never saw a colored person black. And I thought, God knows what kind of person he was.
Did you think he'd had an accident or something, or did you...
I don't know. I never saw anybody, but I was I never heard and I never saw colored people. And that was my first time in my life. And I was so scared, and I sat with my clothes on my bed the whole night till the next morning. Next morning, it took overnight to go to Fall River from New York on the boat. So when I got off from the boat, I saw a lot of colored people. Then I wasn't afraid anymore. And so my uncle and my cousin met me there, and it was walking from the boat to their home. It was just a walking place. So I walked home, my uncle carried me, I had a basket, at that time, a reed basket. I had a basket, my uncle carried the basket, and my cousin walked with me, and he came into the house. And then on the next day, he took me to work to his store, next day. And he made me for the whole bus in the store. As I said before, I washed the window, it was wiped, with a broom went through the floors, and I used to put the jewelry in the showcase and in the windows and fill up. At that time they had a lot of sales people go out, peddlers. I used to fill up their suitcases with jewelry. And I worked there for about a year that I left for to my aunt. Yeah, and he wanted me to marry him, but I didn't like him. I didn't like him that time, and that's why I went away, because I wanted to be away from him. I didn't want to work for him anymore.
Did your mother ever say anything about how you should act?
How what?
Did your mother think that you should feel responsible to him because he had, you know, gotten you?
No. My mother, they never discussed, they never said anything. They thought when I went away, they thought maybe I'll marry him. But they never mentioned anything.